that was not true. Does that make sense? Just not
my
anything.
Bad, bad. No.
Not any bad on you. Just that it was maybe not clear, but like that was just a good example. Okay, cool. I've lost track of whose hands were up. By is this actually a factual point? Just in general. okay, cool. Right.
I think if they're going to come in, it might be a good idea to set times or set periods or something so that we can be aware and then they can still feel that they have frequent access.
Okay.
I mean, it's important that if they are going to come in, that we set up some system with them, that when they do come in, there's no like alert as to them being there and tell us why they're there, so we know.
It's more like a question. How are we sure the cameras aren't actually recording sound?
We had this discussion yesterday.
I'm sorry,
but we didn't know. Sorry, that wasn't a like, oh, we had this discussion yesterday. It was like,
we
never resolved
that. There was a discussion about disconnecting the camera, but now that it's running, you don't really know if there's sound or not. If there is sound, so they can actually hear everything you were saying.
Does anyone have any, like, I've got a few direct points, so hopefully.
The two little CCTV cameras up there aren't recording sound. The system there is built to record lectures, but we had yesterday and today we had the recording turned off. So, I mean, there's the possibility that the secret point can go alongside the CCTV, but I'm not sure there's anything we can do about that.
Okay, any more? Okay, so. In the negotiations, it sounds like people would like the negotiation team to suggest to the security that they give us warning before they come in, which would suggest that we'd need someone out there all the time. Proposal?
I would suggest that we tell them they can only come in by appointment, and in exceptional circumstances, they can give us warning first.
Any points on that?
Is that really necessary? I mean, we're not doing anything illegal or wrong. We're just having conversations.
Just a quick point going on about the cameras. I mean, if you put that in one of the demands, but if there is any recording, they could switch it off. And then we don't know whether they're key to that, but if we find out later that they agree to that and they don't do it,
I think on the basis of the recording and security coming in and out, we've got absolutely nothing to hide. We're in peaceful, lawful protest. Why do we need to hide it?
Oh, I saw a lot of jazz hands there. Okay, I'm going to take a temperature check because I wonder if we're having a conversation, which is a bit. How many people feel really strongly that they would only like the security to come in with our permission? Put your hand up if you feel strongly about that.
I guess if it's in the middle of the night and people are asleep or whatever, that's a little bit creepy.
Yeah, that really annoyed me last night. Every time we tried to get asleep, there would be some guy with big boots just coming down that door. You go through there, and come back up. That's at regular points, and you cannot sleep, and he's walking past you.
I would say though it is like we are occupying a lecture too. I mean, the thing is, I think if we work with the security as much as we can, then they'll be a lot better towards us. And I think if I don't think we've got any grounds to say that they can't come in during the night, because at night is when people are asleep is when they're protecting us as well. I mean, like, they're not just there to protect the building, they're also there to help us out. And I think that if we work with them up to a point, that's much more constructive than just saying, no, you're not getting in. Because I think during the night, there are reasons they have to patrol during the night and stuff.
I think part of my initial wanting to control their times is that I was just kind of annoyed when they walked in and saw all of our events. But after this meeting, it won't be necessary anymore because everything we do is transparent. I hope this is just going to go to them in a minute anyway, so I'd rather they not see this now. But in the future, I think they should have free recourse to come in here and out of here.
You could have somebody on the door.
Okay, that's a good proposal halfway in between. Does anyone have any points against having a kind of door watcher?
It's not really a point against, but it's just something to consider is that one of the points that we have in our demands is that we kind of want
to give the impression that we're somehow fearful of them, that we're worried about them moving around, because I think that undermines our argument to try to get them on our side.
Okay, can I take a temperature check on that? How many people would like a door watcher? There's a couple kind of unsure, maybe.
I don't know if this is up further up, but do we have a police liaison? Because I think having some sort of official police liaison would be really useful. Because because there were a lot of police last night, there were three vans outside. I think if the police are obviously going to be involved in some capacity, whether or not, I think having a police liaison, I don't know if that's yourself.
Okay, can I tell you what's been going on with that, just before you carry on? Basically, the police and the security wanted one person that they could talk to, and constantly, and we said no, because that person could be put under loads of pressure, essentially. And we said that if they wanted to talk to us, they could talk to us as a group, which they did last night. They came in and we had a discussion as a group. So if we want to talk about changing that, we can, but the discussion was had and that decision was made. So if people want to talk about that now, that's fine, but just so you know, that was what happened. Okay, so we were still talking about having one or two door watchers. I actually totally agree, it would be really unsafe to have only one person. Having door watchers at all times to let us know what's going on out there. Do we have any points against that? Is that something people would want? Put your hands up if you want that actively. Yeah, a few more people. Anyone got any points against having them?
People come and look and see what we're doing. If we're discussing something in here and there's people outside wondering what we're doing, having people, even just people who are sitting outside with the petition, who a journalist from the student, I had a couple of other people come up and say, what are you doing, why are you doing it, what about diplomatic students getting access to it, so it's useful to have people outside.
Liaison.
Cool.
Okay. Guys, can you? Okay, thank you. Okay, again, I'm quite keen to get off this because we've been talking about it for a while. I'm going to suggest that we have people out there at all times. We draw up some kind of rota, and then they can be there to talk to students and also other people who might be around and let us know if there are any changes. Has anyone got any objections to that? Would people be up for actually doing that and sitting out there? Yeah, we were all out there for ages last night anyway. Cool, okay, so no objections. Is everyone happy with that? Can I see some consensus going on? Cool, okay, that's really good. I think that was a good compromise. So we don't need to put that as a condition, but we always have someone out there so we know what's going on. Cool, okay.
Logistics.
What else we need? Oh yeah, logistics. We need a group to sort out food for tonight and bedding. I would suggest that people go home and get their own bedding, to be quite honest, though. Yeah. Cool. I don't know how much discussion this really needs, but.
I was just going to pop home anyway and grab some food and stuff. And I might also be able to get hold of camping stove, but I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. As far as food goes, we do actually have a fund for food. Which is like here, and not really sure how it's been used or who's put money in or whatever, but that's quite useful.
Can I take a quick just check who bought food last night, who's here? Did you get the money back?
No,
can you take the money out of the pot, whatever you got?
What, is there enough?
There's not enough.
There's not enough. If anyone ate food last night and didn't give any money, please do.
The person from the staff asked me if we want anything, like food, beddings, and she gave me her email.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
Good idea. If you start embedding the Edinburgh anarchists have offered to bring down food and bedding to anybody who needs it and can go home.
Can I make a suggestion that anyone who can go home and get bedding before 7 o'clock does so? Just in case we don't negotiate.
If the security intend on being quite strict on letting people in, why don't people who want to come in, say, after 7, possibly write their matriculation number down and they can tick it off or something so they know it's not just people coming in, but people who maybe couldn't for a certain reason, if you get me?
We can maybe suggest that as, like, an alternative negotiation
tool?
Yeah,
they get, like, really, really strict. We say, well, we'll just do this.
Is everyone happy with that? Any massive objections to that? Okay, cool. Can I suggest, and the logistics stuff probably just involves people going and buying food, but can I suggest that we set up a logistics team and someone volunteers to do that? Are you happy to do that? Awesome. And can we do a collection right now before everyone leaves for yesterday's food and today's food? And also like leaflets and stuff, because a few people paid for photocopying today as well. And we don't really want anyone to be out of pocket. So if anyone has just like change and stuff, please put it in. Particularly if you ate last night and didn't give any money. Not done yet. cool. So we've got several working groups going on. Do we have any more items for the agenda?
When are we going to discuss the day of action next Tuesday?
Do people want to discuss the day of action next Tuesday now, or do you want to do that later on? This has been quite a long meeting for now. Should we have another general meeting in the evening? So we could have a meeting at 8 o'clock, find out what the principal said, discuss what to do next, find out what the schedule might be, all that kind of thing.
Can we just go through this before we adjourn?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to. Yeah?
Can we just quickly write out who's responsible for each group so that we know who to go to if we want help?
Definitely. Yeah?
This might be a point for later, but how long are we planning on staying here?
Yesterday, the sort of general feel was that we would decide each day, depending what's happened. So we're not going to set like a limit, but we'll see what the principal is saying, how we're feeling, all that kind of thing, and have a meeting like this every day where we decide whether we're carrying on. Yeah?
Can you make the text a bit bigger so we can hear?
Yes, no problem.
Any more points to the agenda? Anything we've missed out? Anything anyone is burning to say?
After the agenda, should we put on other unis that are occupying on the board?
Yeah, totally. I'll put a new thing on the blackboard, and anyone can write on the blackboard and put like messages of solidarity and stuff. I think that's probably quite a good idea.
Can I make a proposal that we carry on with the occupation until the demands are met?
We sort of discussed that yesterday. Do you want to discuss that again? The idea that we carry on till our demands are met, or do you want to keep on doing rolling till the next meeting?
Rolling.
Okay. Anyone desperately want to discuss that? Okay, I think kind of what we're doing is deciding when we want to come out, depending on how our demands are being considered. So it's sort of a process of negotiation. Is that okay if we leave that now? Just because we had a really long meeting yesterday talking about it, and this one's been quite long. Any more?
Is everyone on the mailing list? Is anyone who's not?
There's one on the table out there, so everyone should sign up.
Would it be possible? Sorry.
Go on then.
Would it be possible to have that sent to the mailing list or some just basic summary of the meeting?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Someone.
Allison's.
Make sure you like summarise it and take out any like bits that aren't quite
okay, cool.
Okay for the whole mailing list.
This week, we're flying and stuff. I'm putting on a gig tonight. Do you want to shout out at the gig? Try to get more people to come.
Yeah.
Shout out everywhere.
Yeah. everyone text everyone you know. Put it on Facebook. Call your friends. Call the people you met in Freshers Week and haven't spoken to since Freshers Week. You know. cool. Yeah.
Possibly the last thing. Today is a really, really nice holiday in Ireland, English speaking world. It's Thanksgiving today, my American half says. So yeah, just think about that when you're having dinner tonight. And it's a really, really nice holiday to be part of, even if it doesn't happen in this country. So yeah, think about giving thanks tonight for a lot of things. We don't have babies yet, for example.
Okay. Any more points before we go over what working groups you've got? Okay, cool. So we have, for working groups, we have logistics. Who was logistics? What's your name?
Ivan.
IBAN.
Yeah.
Cool. We have solidarity, and that was Adam.
Is that Cardiff?
Yeah. And like other groups that might need some solidarity, maybe talking to them.
ABA.
We had communications. Who was doing that? What's your name?
James.
We had, what else? Security. Who was coordinating that? Elise.
Yes.
Cool.
L-E-D-Y-S.
We had,
that was a lot of
scheduling. Yeah.
Should we just go back up?
Was that it?
Flashmobs. Security.
Media.
Philosophy, that's me. Flyers, a message? Is that something? That's something else, right?
That was communications.
Yeah.
Should we have an ongoing media group, maybe?
Yeah.
There
is a room.
Yeah.
It can be like amalgamated. Okay, cool. As long as.
What's his name?
Alex?
Mm.
He looks like an Alex.
It's really bad that we don't each other's names. Let's all like hang out and have fun.
This is kind of the media stuff, pretty much. So if you guys want, I assume everyone in here supports the cause. these are like the passwords, this is the information. Not to abuse it, but it's pretty much if you want to help.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I know some people at holiday have a constant live feed.
We
could possibly do something like that.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Put it on the blog, maybe.
No, like an actual webcam feed that's been up
until
the last 3 days.
Cool.
We did kind of just veto having a camera on.
Yeah, but if it's not to the university, if it's to people who are watching the website sending messages, it's
okay, I'm gonna suggest that in the interest of this meeting being kind of finishing now, that maybe we discuss that later in the meeting later, because that could be quite contentious and it will be going right back into discussion. Is that okay? Right now. Okay, so can I suggest that we have this afternoon, we have all the working groups doing all the things they're supposed to be doing. We have dinner and then a meeting at 7 o'clock. So we'll have another general meeting at 7. Invite people for dinner, that's quite a nice thing to do. Just be like, come and have dinner in the occupation. And then we should have a schedule maybe up on here. Anyone who wants to do thanks everyone, that was a good meeting.
Communication is like
spreading news about the cops. Why do I do this?
What I can find is awesome. And I'm going to bring a big backpack for stuff.
The live feed might be your job. As you manage to, the live feed might be your job. Just let you know. I'm always sorry. Actually, I was really, really dead there. I was trying to say it was good. Thank you, it's on me. I chose how we did everything.
Are you running the blog?
I can.
Just write that we invite people for dinner.
You want to help me go through it?
Yes.
Want help? How are you? Good. Abigail?
Yeah, good. All right, so what's happening right now?
Right now, I'm going to edit this.
Yeah?
There's a few meeting, work groups meeting.
And they're meeting here, so someone's holding the fort until 7.
Yeah, everyone's, someone will always be holding the fort, yes.
Wicked.
So please stay, enjoy. I actually have to go.
I have to go to a thing at 2:30, but I can hang around for another 10 minutes.
I'm actually leaving for a certain amount of time at 3. I'll probably be back tonight at 11.
Yeah, well, same, because I've got Ming Circle.
I got Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Edinburgh University. So this is it. This is fine. It's good. This is when we began.
Are we going to put the whole thing in the blog?
We might as well. We can just, well, we can summarize it.
Yeah, summarize it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, close the computer. Should we? Did you close them?
Yeah.
Can I have the OP?
No, I think it's staying on.
Because we could talk to Oxford right now if you guys want.
Yeah, we can talk to Oxford because we have this guy.
Oh, there we are. I'm going to go to the
room. Yeah, no problem. Actually, could you get my computer?
Wait, I have mine up here. Can you just, and this is our room. I don't know what to do. Like, what does it mean?
Basically, these are the tweets that we just got. Okay.
So does that mean they've sent to us?
No, these are people we're following. Everyone we're following. Whenever they tweet, we see whatever they tweet.
Okay.
So it's like a blog, okay? So everyone we follow, whatever.
Yeah.
And mentions is when they specifically look at us. They say there.
So this person has mentioned us.
Mentioned us. And these are often, like to us. Like text messages. The way you can do that is you do at. So if you want to talk to UCL, do at UCL application.
Okay. So I could directly talk to UCL by saying.
Yeah. It would also show up.
Okay.
And that's it.
And what about this?
This is the people who we're following.
Yeah.
This is people who are following us.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's quick.
So we're following them.
And they're following us. Following.
Makes sense. Just makes last sense.
To see all of our tweets,
yeah.
Click on your tweets. Here's our page with everything we
said. So is that to him?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's to
Edinburgh 2 page.
Yeah.
Oh, that app's so confusing.
No, it's just at. Like,
okay,
at, I'm sending this message at you.
Okay.
Not as an at.
Yeah. Also, guys, I quickly asked, right? With Cardiff, do you reckon it's better to first bring up the vice chancellor, like, what's going on, and then email her? Or, as in, what's the chance?
Yeah, sorry, can I check the number I've written
phone
down?
Rather than email.
Sure.
Probably phone rather than email. I imagine worst it's going.
In order to be able to get back in, just in case, like, I come back
awesome.
Late.
I'll
see you.
Okay, so I'm going to summarize this right now.
I'm going out. I'm coming back in.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So yeah, there's work groups meeting right now. Someone's always going to be here. What I'm doing right now is I'm writing up this to put on the blog. Sound good?
Okay. Can I take a phone number in case to get back in case I can't get back in? Just tonight?
Yes. I would give you mine, but I don't know where my phone is right now.
Okay.
Are you going to be here tonight?
I won't be here till later.
I'll be here later at 11 or so.
Okay.
But are you going
to...
Jamie's work. No, wait, Jamie's going to be with me.
Don't worry about it. I'll probably be able to get back in because I've got a...
Ask her. She's probably going to be here.
Yeah.
And then Zoe. Zoe, are you going to be here tonight?
I do. Yeah, I think I can swipe in.
Not sure.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I've got a student card. I've got a student card. I can get into DSP, so I'm sure I can get into here.
Yeah, no, you'll be fine.
I know my PIN. I definitely know my PIN.
No.
Yes, they went to go and sit around a table out there.
Nails. Are you going to be here tonight?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Right, so yeah, sorry.
Well, you got mine.
Where'd you go? So early. Okay, cool. So let's go through this, right?
April.
Yeah, just
I don't know what it
April. Basic format. But I won't be here very late, I don't think.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Or
it's more
yeah.
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 This
is me talking.
Okay.
Hillary.
Well, it also does predictive texting for names, which I find particularly stupid.
So we started.
We have like three general meetings today.
I mean, do we need to, what do they want me to summarize here?
Well, I guess
do
the main points are made.
Okay, should I give you a ring?
Okay, we can say that we're having a meeting at 8 o'clock.
Should work.
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
The following was decided.
Trying to get it. Happy uni fam.
Yeah.
Fam. Awesome. Right, I'm going to go do some work before.
Doesn't sound like there's very much for me to do just now. So.
Cool.
So what's that?
And movie, we're watching a movie tonight. We can add that.
That was quite unique, though. Like, there was definitely. Oh, thank you.
No, no.
On a rolling basis, decided every day.
It's just because that one,
until
that
the
one
management.
Is so abused and it happened
yeah.
All the way
is that right?
Through.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
I need to
two.
Explain
maybe until the manager met is not.
Yeah.
It's
until a decision is made rather than
yeah.
Until a decision.
Until a decision.
Decided every day. And full stop.
Yeah.
This is just like repeating ourselves.
That's right, yeah, that makes sense.
Because I mean, I think that's too vague, whereas if you do nothing, it just seems like it's very washy.
Okay, so what was next? If the university has decided to
permanently
classes in this lecture theater, we will have our own.
Cool.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Explanation mark.
There were some suggestions.
You want that well?
Suggestions and work groups have been set up, I believe.
Have found.
I'm going to post this on as well, so
it's
please.
Just a big
yeah, but please like tell me if anything on that looks bad.
Sure.
Actually.
Established and must be maintained with other universities.
We're Skyping tonight. It is.
For instance, Skype. So four committees were set up?
Yeah, that's well, worse. It's what I definitely was talking about.
Five committees were set up.
Yeah.
Security team
really. Scheduling team?
Are you doing scheduling? No, I'm literally just writing up what we have, like, working
rooms.
Where is scheduling? He's not here.
Where
it's going to be.
How?
Oh, okay. I'm kind of being the point
logistics,
of contact so that people know that there's
dealing with food and.
I have to leave.
Bedding issues.
Mm. Is it beddings? No beddings.
So.
Beddings are for free.
So it's just food?
Yeah.
Give
well,
food.
Food and money.
Security.
We
still need some security. Oh yeah, communications. Which is dealing with making a smaller message for the wider public. As well as liaison with press.
And also
and flyering?
That was,
yeah.
Is it gonna say
that was the other one. Go down to the bottom.
Yeah, go down.
Solidarity.
Which is raising support and liaising with other universities.
Raising support in the general public or specifically among students?
Amongst students.
So then, and as well saying that these working groups are meeting now.
Hey guys, can I agree to carry a really heavy table from outside? Yeah, apparently you need like 4 or 5 people.
Are we still outside anymore?
What's all?
Yeah. What? Are people not staying outside anymore?
I don't think anyone's there. The security guy just told us to take it in.
Oh no, because we should have people out
there. Just have people sit there. Just have people sit there.
Alright.
If that's
yeah.
Okay, I'll come and
sit there.
I'll come and do a bit when I've done this.
Okay.
Oh, there's the philosophy meeting tonight as well.
Oh, I need to talk to Seth. I need to go get my phone, guys. It's my house.
What time is the philosophy meeting?
7.
7, but we're having our general meeting at 7.
That is a good point.
Actually, yeah, the philosophy lecture is 6:15, wasn't it?
It's going to be at 7, pretty much. It's going to be here at 7.
You have an amazing theatrical laugh.
It's true, eh?
Uh-huh.
What should we do instead?
I believe we should, at 7,
occupy another. Hey, how did somebody get that backpacker's backpack in without being, like, stopped?
Yeah.
Do you know who that one that was? Because I'll just go home and bring mine now. Fill up with my pillow and my duvet and my sleeping bag.
Oh, you're meant to leave your stuff outside?
Sorry?
You're meant to leave your stuff outside?
No, but I just assumed that they would have been stopped just so they saw somebody coming in here with, like, a
massive
rock.
Yeah,
this is very important. I'm just going to, can you do that?
Do you want me to just go through this and check it's all good?
Check it's all good and just write down. Okay, I'm going
to
go see. Do you guys have any problem with occupying another lecture theater at 7?
See?
At 7, occupying another lecture theater since philosophy is going to be in here.
Are we?
Oh, you mean an actual philosophy lecture?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like we had organized.
No, they've organized it for here. They do it every week and they're kind of annoyed at this. Why don't we just occupy another? Sound good?
Well, why don't you just participate in it?
Why don't they just move it?
Maybe
why don't they just go next door?
Change our general meeting.
Well, yeah, but either way, we need to figure out right now whether it's against us to change the time or
yeah.
change the place.
But all the other lecture theaters will be empty, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, that's why
like
I'm saying, so let's go to the store.
But it's a lot harder for us to get all our shit and go next door and change all this than it is for them to just go next door.
I need to call Sam. I need to go get my phone.
Yeah.
Just, let's just put a note on the door.
I am
going to change to...
So,
Okay, I'll go. I'm going to go run home.
Can I see the action group list? Is it on?
Do you need like the names of people?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. There we go.
Yeah.
Which one's the Twitter password?
Free education.
Free education. sorry, I needed to like copy out.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how that happened. We must have just clicked on something. Or it tapped.
Hey guys, people don't seem too keen to sitting outside.
I'm going.
What do we think? I think it's kind of important that we have people out there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely up for it. Let me just finish doing what I'm doing, but...
Okay. But I mean, I just don't want it to be just you for age and no one take over.
Well, I have to leave relatively soon. are you going outside?
Yes, I am, but...
It's cool. I'll once she's copied this out, I'll keep going through it.
Okay, cool. Not very much this morning. We just had a briefing for
pretty much what we did, and then we had a little rally.
How long was the police that time?
They were here all night, there's a couple of them, I think. I wasn't here all night, though. I felt really ill, so I couldn't leave. And then we had a little rally, and then the meeting. And then
hey, guys, is the money here?
Yep, right here.
Can I take Kat's money out?
You guys, I have to leave at about 5-6, so someone
I
should
have
take
to
over.
Leave at like 4.
Okay. I want to Skype people.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I know, really cool.
Should I schedule a Skype session after the meeting?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. She said she needs £30. Pretty sure she's not going to get £30. Do you know who else needs money? We should have made a list of who needs money, because I don't know how much to take.
Who's
the money? Well, Kat yesterday paid like £40 of pizza.
Okay.
So she was like 30s enough if you get it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, well, if she's already paid for it, then that
yeah,
was too
this
fast.
Was yesterday.
Like,
oh, is the rest all just.
I guess the rest is for.
Oh, really? I thought maybe some people would still owe money, no?
I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
I think some other people
are
still owing money, but.
Okay.
It's likely. You're right, I haven't.
Can I say the general meeting?
Okay, I'll take this one.
It's not
going to
last more than an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, okay.
Maybe pop that it may have to move this to a slot.
Yeah. Because I doubt people want to pay £2 and we shouldn't really pay £2.
I'm just
going to
put.
Oh, well, actually,
maybe
like, keep appending until Rich works in touch with
us. I think the stuff tomorrow will be really good because like Oxford have been doing loads of like cool creative stuff, do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I feel like we should be doing
tonight,
that.
I think
yeah,
we need to put stuff on in here which we can invite people to.
Yeah. But then I guess we need to do the demand of letting people in.
I guess it also depends on whether they reschedule like, classes in here or not.
Yeah. Oh,
we need to find out what the university is going to do in terms of rescheduling lectures.
Yeah, we do. I think just sort of the scheduling team are going to find that out. Try and maybe just not have anything here during lecture times, because there only seem to be about 3 in here today. So
okay.
We can still like,
oh, wow.
Do it around, then like when we don't have stuff on in here, we can do it over the roof.
So do we make it scheduling team's responsibility to organise everything here, or I guess we should probably ask them first.
That's kind of what the scheduling team was supposed to do.
Sure.
When we were talking about the table, we were referring to the table outside of the building.
Yeah.
Do we really need this one?
I think so, because people who aren't coming into Appleton Tower aren't seeing us. But I'm leaving in like an hour, so.
But when I came in, there was nobody there and nothing on the table.
But that's the thing, like, we need people there with the stuff on the table, which is why I said I'd go out when I've done this.
Okay.
But I mean, if no one else wants to do it, then fine. I just think that, like, otherwise we're really invisible.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm definitely up coming sitting outside, but not on my own.
Yeah, I can join.
Get some music out there.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, sorry, are you done with this list then?
Yeah.
SOAS, is that a, where's that?
It's in the
SOAS. But it should be in capitals, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what am I trying to do? This is really confusing. It moves by itself.
Here I've got talk to the principal. Is that a proposal?
We don't really know what that's supposed to be. Okay. We are talking to the principal.
Well, that's what I figured. So, in James' comment here, it says, here because the cut's part of the Russell Group, but I thought the point was that we're not part of the Russell Group.
No, we are part of the Russell Group.
And then it says, well, then it says, we must highlight that our university is not with the other.
It disagrees with the rest of the Russell Group, because it's a Scottish university. So the rest of the Russell Group are saying we should.
This is really unclear. Let's clear it up. So here because of the cuts, part of the Russell Group, which has been talking noisy, blah, 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 that's legit. So what do we need to put in here? Italian University is not.
Okay, that's a really bizarre sentence.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these two things are totally contradictory. I'm not having you here for the discussion. I'm slightly confused by it.
Okay, can I just maybe just try and. We don't have. We do have a keyboard. I was like, where's the keyboard? Can I maybe just try and rephrase that? Because I know what he's trying to say.
Sure.
It's just like put in a really strange way.
He's basically been saying like we're
working on the Cardiff thing now. Do you know where they are or who they are?
Ada was doing it. She's got like black hair. I'm really bad at describing people. If you wait 2 minutes, I'll come out with you.
Cool. Just because I've got some. Information, like contacts for, they want people to phone the Vice-Chancellor, get shirty.
Cool.
What is Russell Group's name?
It's a group of really elite unis. Kind of band together.
That's what, 20 of them or something?
Yeah, something
like that. I really took British.
Yeah, but not as good.
No. Also, not because we don't have a privatised system, so let's be thankful for it anyway.
Match. It should just say Russell Group, not Russell Groups, though.
In the 80s, we could say them. So put the mic on to you. Also the sold out the unis is
yeah. I don't know what that was written down really badly.
Well, it was the case when you're promoting advantage of the thing.
Maybe it's important.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good stuff, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go and try and sort out all the things.
So I must tell you that I got your university is not in agreement with the other RGUs. Or, because there it said it's not in with. That could mean anything.
Yeah, it's not in agreement with.
Over the student.
Over, like, tuition fees. Yeah. And, yeah.
If you need a hand, I can send someone down.
It's got, like, I'll Rich to check it when he comes back, because he's he wrote it in the first place. So if there's anything I'm not understanding, I'll, is it? Are there folks out there, by the way?
Right, my phone is gone. My fucking phone. All my phones, except mine. You know, my labial lung voice F, and my O, and my nasal alveolar.
Your phone is actually gone, gone?
No, someone found it outside of Greg's, which is weird because it wasn't outside of Greg's. Which means someone took it out of my stairwell, called someone, and then dropped it off outside of Greg's. So.
So you're getting it back?
Yeah, he said call back in 2 minutes, so then arrange the place. It's very weird.
Okay, what's going on?
My phone is gone. It is going to be back with my possession, hopefully in an hour and a half.
Yep.
At which point I'll call Sam Carter, president of PhilSoc, trying to arrange another place for him.
Mm-hmm.
I will also be leaving here at 4,
mm-hmm.
and coming back probably around 11 or 12.
Yep.
Thanksgiving, Glasgow.
Yep.
Blog... I believe, have you written off that thing?
Not this one, I've just been editing it.
She's been editing that. Once that's done, if I'll send you this draft. If you want to take it, make it a nice blog post and put it up, that'd be really nice.
Yep.
I have to have class at 3, which
yep.
is very soon.
Radio 4 just called me, they just want to know what our situation is.
Cool, yeah, I think we should use the blog more.
Yep.
For the smallest of things.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can get this up as soon as it's done, which will be...
I mean, Twitter's fine for microblogging, but
yep.
people check the blog more often.
Yep, yep.
It'd be but interesting to see the stats. You want to bring it up?
With. Yeah, I'll just get the
cable. Cool. I'll send you this shortened thing now.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Yeah. I was slightly alarmed at one moment where everybody else left the room and I was kind of like, so I'm single-handedly occupying lecture theatre that I don't really know why.
You don't know why? Have you not read our pledge?
Well,
You've not read our pledge?
No. I haven't. I have been like literally running around like a headless chicken for all of today, which is why...
Well, you're always running like a headless chicken.
Well, not always, actually.
Well,
but a little bit too often.
That's a great birthday message. Oh shit, I should not run so much. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, Rich, see this bit where it says...
I really need to get some more.
Talk to the principal?
It's a real joke. Yeah.
Hello.
That's already been done.
Is that... Was
that
a proposal? That's
been done.
Was that a proposal?
Yeah,
no.
So
why did
it
happen?
Because it came up in conversation. Just take it out. A lot of these weren't actual proposals.
Yeah.
They were just like things that I realized were proposals. What's your name, dude?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hello. What's your name?
We should all get name tags.
We should. And they should all say faceless student. Part of the movement.
So the security guy's fine to deliver it.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Okay.
Spam card for the giveaway.
You're just trying to complicate things.
Huh?
You're just trying to complicate things. Tutorial is pretty boring, isn't it? Just tailor series expansions or something. Yeah.
Syntax. Oh, missing link circle today. Oh.
It's quite funny though, I went in there and immediately and one of the astronomy directors just sat
Richard,
down and started talking
this?
About food as well. What you talking about?
What's up? Yeah, I wrote that. No one laughed.
Do I leave that in?
Yeah. We're students, we have personalities.
So
no, that's nice. I just
what are you doing with these?
I'm just editing them to make sure they're actually readable. There was one bit that was just like totally contradictory, which did actually make sense, but
Thank you so much, Joseph. It's better actually if you hadn't been there, because it shows that, you know, you don't take away, you don't come with the perspective I have.
Yeah.
You come with the perspective of someone who isn't there, who's going to be reading this. Mike, I'm not going to remember your name, so what's your last name?
Sure, S-H-A-W.
That's a good name. Mike Shaw's a musician, did you know that?
Isn't it Christian? Rock musician.
No, that's,
I think I googled my name once.
Is this you with the two bottles?
What? No, no, I have a picture of a kitten. Go to facebook.com/michael.james.shaw. A lot easier.